I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Analysts say violence in India's Manipur state could soon spread. The warring Meitei and Kuki people groups have ethnic ties to communities in neighboring states as well as Bangladesh and Myanmar. At least 180 people have died in Manipur's unrest, ongoing since May, and more than 60,000 are on the run. A3's Pastor Meng says,
"The situation in Manipur is not getting better. In fact, it's getting worse by the day."
Political opponents criticize Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his inaction. Modi's only remarks about Manipur came last month after a Meitei mob paraded two Kuki girls around and assaulted them.
"For the Meitei, exposing themselves naked is to show their deepest anger and hatred.
Ask God to intervene and end the violence in Manipur.
God is the only one who can stop this madness right now."
And experiencing trauma is fairly common in the United States. Between 50 and 60% of all U.S. adults say they've experienced at least one traumatic event in their lifetime. Reactions vary widely, but many lead to harmful life habits. Set Free Ministries Executive Director Dean Vandermay says,
"Sometimes when we're traumatized, when we're sinned against, we don't know what to do with it. So we push it down, we hide it. And then we have sinful responses. Okay, I'm going to drink until I can't feel the pain anymore. I'm going to get high. I'm going to find love in all the wrong places." These are all coping mechanisms and they're all sinful. So then what happens is it gets compounded.
Most mental health centers aren't designed to address the spiritual component of trauma. Medication can help relieve symptoms, but it doesn't fix the spiritual issues. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.